fighting.
So hang on just for a few seconds and we'll get right to it.
You're gonna knock it off the top like a tax, but it's a tax for you, for your family. You're gonna put it in this little money machine. It's gonna grow as the years go by till it hits a certain amount. We're in a secure environment. That income pays for your lifestyle. How many follow how this works in a really basic level? Raise your hand if I'm getting through to you. Fantastic. Thank you. So what I want you to do is right now, make a decision. Like, if today's going to be valuable, and all we did is make a couple decisions and act on them, it'll work. The first decision you got to make is, what's the percentage I'm going to set aside, even if I'm broke right now? What's the percentage I'm going to take off the top, and then my brain will find a way to create or adjust to it? And what is that number? And then write this down. I must automate it, meaning today, tomorrow, sometime on Saturday, so Monday, you should go to Charles Schwab online or whoever you want to go to and say, I want to take a percentage of my income off the top. I don't want to see it. I want to come straight to this account. Whether you own your own business or that your own personal amount. Now, some people say, I just can't do it at all. And I said, you've got to start. And there was a cool study that was done in the Midwest by a group of guys that are Nobel Prize winners. And, you know, they came up with this concept. Everybody is willing to invest in the future. Not today. I need my money today. Everybody's going to go on a diet next week. And so they came up with this plan called Save More for Tomorrow. And they went to these people in middle America, blue-collar workers, no real large income, and said, we're going to take 3.5% of your income off the top where you're never going to see it and put it in an account. And then if you agree to it, every time you get any raise, we're going to take from the top of that raise, we're going to take 1% or 2% of that and put it in this account. Over 12 years, they went from having no savings to 20%. The average was 17%. Now, let me tell you what that would mean. In one of my books, I told a story about this man named Theodore Johnson. He's a UPS driver. True story, 1950s. And this guy was just, you know, so full of love and energy that, like, he was adding value because people couldn't wait to see him. If he was sick, people were like, where is he, right? And because he just brightened their day. This guy never made more than $14,000 a year in his whole life, working as a UPS driver in the 1950s. But when he retired, he had more than $70 million. He gave away $35 million while he was still alive. And he didn't ever have another job. He didn't have a home-run business. All he did was take his money, and a friend of his said, I'm going to make you a wealthy man. He goes, I'll never be a wealthy man. I don't earn enough to be wealthy. He goes, you don't have to earn enough. Remember the two kids they showed you earlier? I know that went by fast. But one kid starting out at 19, putting $300 a month aside sounds like a lot, but if they got in the habit, a person can stop when they're 28 and they're worth over $1.8 million. Or the other one, Bob, who starts at 27, same amount of money. Like, this guy only put $28,000, Joe did. He starts at 19, he ends at 27, he only puts $28,000, but by growing at 8%, it becomes $1.86 million. So you don't need a lot of money. You need to get started. The other gentleman starts at 27 and it takes until he's 65 and he still doesn't get the same amount. So compounding is the key, and the only way to compound is get some money moving in your direction. So I want you to make a decision right now. What's the percentage if you're going to change your life and you're going to commit that you're going to take off the top? Now, some of you already do this. So if you already do it, my question is, isn't it time for a raise? A raise for you, a raise of what you're going to save for your family. So I'd like, if you're already doing it, how much more are you going to increase? If you aren't doing it, what are you going to do right now? Put it up here. Let me know. Put it in the box so I can see, or show it up here on your hand. Let's see what you're going to do here. I'd really like to know. Write it down and commit to it. Write down what it is and why are you going to do it. That's it. All right, 10 for you, 20 for you. Nice, Victor. All right. Sophia, 10. Very nice. Oh, no, 20. Very nice. Go for it. Who else? What, 15% from Carolyn Hansen? 10 over there for Luis and Anna, or 20? 20, even better. Awesome, guys. Awesome. Robin Ward? Oh, my goodness. Is that 20 or 30, guys? Good to see you. Lynn LaPaula, 20? Very good. Somebody here saying 95%. You must be doing really well. So what's the most important thing on this, my friends? The most important thing is that you take this percentage and you automate it. So I'm asking, who's willing to commit that on Monday you're going to go automate whatever you've committed to? Raise your hand if you do it. Say I. Say I. Say I. Awesome. Thank you. Those are using your phones as well. That's cool. So that's step one. Step two. Once you have a certain amount of money, even a tiny amount, you start to build, you're going to go, well, Tony, where do I invest it? And I'm going to... Successful people, the best investors in the world make lots of mistakes. But what I want you to know is you got to get in the game. And you need to figure out how much of the money you invest do you want to keep in a secure environment. When I say secure, nothing's perfectly secure. Life isn't perfectly secure. You can cross the street and get killed. But the most secure environments have less risk, but they also have less reward. So most people go, no, I'm going to go for the big growth stuff. But you have to have a balance, because if you're wrong on the growth stuff or things change, you can lose everything. And so there's a balance between what we call a security bucket and the growth bucket. Your philosophy of investing, like do you put 50% in security and 50 in growth, or is it 80 in security and 20 in growth, or 20 in security and 80 in growth oriented things? That's what's going to determine the quality of your life. So I'm not going to try to explain it here. You can pick up The Path, or you can pick up Unshakable, or you can pick up Money Master the Game. It'll guide you through the process. But today, I'd like you to think for a moment. There's three things that affect what you invest in. Jot them down real fast, real fast. One, what you invest in is controlled to a certain extent by what are your goals. You know, are you needing money? You know, how much do you want and when do you need it by? If you're 30 years old, you can make a lot of mistakes. You can take more risk. Does that make sense? Because you've got time. If you screw up, you got time to make it up. If you're 65 years old or 60 years old, you're going to have more money in security because you can't afford to risk it, even though you want more, and a little less in growth. So the first thing is, you know, when do you need the money? The second thing is going to be, how much cash flow do you have? If you have more cash flow, you can take more risks, right? Because you're making lots of money. Your cash flow is really tight. You can probably be a little less risky. And the third one is, what is your real risk tolerance? Your risk tolerance. See, some people, oh, I can make tons of money. I'm going to go do this. But, you know, I'll do an exercise at my financial programs with people, my wealth mastery program. And I'll sometimes, in the middle of the seminar, I'll just say, stand up. And I'll play some music and I say, make some change, make some change. And people look at me, I go, do whatever that is, make some change. And people start reaching in their pocket and, you know, giving somebody, you know, $5 and taking 10. And this goes on for the length of a song. And at the end of the song, I'll invariably turn the music off and then I'll go on to the next subject. And I do it deliberately. And then finally, you'll see somebody, one or two people, you know, the group of 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 people will raise their hand and keep raising their hand. And you can see they're really upset. And I'll call them and go, what's up? And they'll go, somebody, I had a $100 bill. They gave me a $5. I want my $100 bill back. I look at them and go, okay, first of all, I said, you know, who said the game was over? Second of all, who said it was your $100 bill? And third of all, why'd you give them $100 for $5? You just got a great education for $100. And by the way, if $100 is stressing you out, you'll never be an investor, because all investors are going to lose some of the time. How many follow what I'm talking about here, right? You can't get anything without. But you can find the balance between how much is secure and how much is at risk. The riskier stuff has a chance to grow more, but you got to validate it. And I recommend you get a fiduciary, somebody who's in the game, has a tremendous track record, but they have to put you first so you're not paying all those extra fees. How many follow what I'm talking about here, right? So if it seems like a lot, two decisions. Decision one, how much am I going to set aside? I'm going to automate it. Decision two, how much would I put in security, knowing who I am? Is it 50-50? Is it 60-40, 70-30, security versus growth, the other way around? What do you think it should be? Jot it down what you think your split should be, just your first thought about it. So you get something on paper. Throw it in, if you would, in the chat box here so I can see what you're thinking. If you made a decision right now, tell me security first, risk second. Risk/growth is the second one. Security means, well, you're going to keep things not going to grow very fast, but like the turtle, it grows and grows and grows. That's good. 70-30, 60-40, 50-50, 25, 50-50, 70-30, 66, 33. I don't know if that makes 100%. It's almost like 99. Great. So once you decide what the right percentage is, now someone comes to you and goes, I got the greatest investment in the world. You got to do this. It's amazing. You're going to look at it and go, okay, is that a growth investment, which is risky, or security? And let's say, for example, let's say you made $100,000 a year to keep the numbers simple, and you put aside 10%. That means you're going to have $10,000 to invest every year. How many follow so far? I'm keeping it real simple. Make sense? So I make $100,000 a year. I said I'm going to take $10,000 off the top, set it in my investment account. And let's say I think I want to take a certain amount of security and a certain amount here. I'm 40 years old. I got plenty of time. But I know I don't like to take large risks. So maybe I'm going to do 65-35 or 50-50 or 30-60, whatever the number is. Let's say it was 50-50. Then I put $5,000 in investments that are growth-oriented, risk-oriented, and $5,000 in security. If it was 40-60, $4,000 goes into security, $6,000 goes into growth. How many follow the least essence of this? So I know that you got it. Take that percentage, and once you put it aside, now you got to educate yourself what your opportunities are. But if you do this, here's what I can tell you. I interviewed 50 of the smartest financial people on the face of the earth, all self-made billionaires. They all had different approaches. But you know what they all told me? They said the most important investment decision of your life is your asset allocation. What percentage do you put risk? What percentage do you have security? And it's based on you personally, and you'll need some coaching on it. But you can get your own coaching through the books, or you can get your own coaching by getting a great fiduciary, someone of that nature. Does this make sense? And then I want to tell you one last thing. And that is this. And by the way, throw up the asset allocation. So I think of this as three buckets, just so you know. I look for a security bucket, kind of peace of mind. Doesn't grow great, but it keeps growing. And over, you know, the turtle wins the race. The rabbit doesn't when they run like crazy and take losses. There's the risk growth bucket, and then there's dream capital. I always tell people I have a dream bucket. You want to make a list of all the things you want to have, little things, big things, the island, the nice car, the trip with your family, tickets to the NBA championship, and you want to make a list of things that you're going after that are fun. And you take a small percentage of your money and you set it aside. Whenever I have a big success, I take that success money and I put a third in my security, a third in my growth, and a third in my dream bucket. It's just a fun thing to do. And then if you're not waiting till 50 years from now to enjoy yourself, you'll find you'll earn more as well. Now, lastly, because I'm trying to cover a lot of territory, are you guys with me? Are you with me? Awesome. Okay, good. So last thing I want to do is, like, people say to me, Tony, okay, you're giving me a lot in a short time, but I know the study is deeper, but I don't know if this is the right time to invest. I mean, you know, the market's gone up and then went down, it's gone back up again, it's gone down, and I'm not sure what to do. So I want to point out what Peter said today, because I don't know if you got it. Every year for 100 years on average, it doesn't mean every year, it just means on average in America, for 100 years every year, there's what's called a correction. A correction is when the market takes from a peak number and drops below 20%. If it drops more than 20%, 20% or more, it's called a bear market. So there's bear markets and there's corrections. Every year for 100 years on average, sometime during the year, the market drops an average of 13 to 14%. When that happens, people freak out. It happens almost every year, but it happens every year on average. But 80% of the time, the market ends up. It does not go to a bear market. How many follow that? So people's fear makes them get out of the market and they lose money. Here's what I'll tell you. The market never took money from anyone. You as an investor take money from yourself by your panic. Does that make sense? And I'll show it to you statistically. So first of all, let's say, for example, many of you remember 2008 and the market hit the bottom in March of 2009. And from that time to now, I just wrote the number down, I just looked it up, the S&P 500, which is the top 500 companies in the S&P, they grew 237% since February 2009. 237% will make you wealthy. But most people freaked out and sold. That's an average 11.3% compounded since 2009, my friends. I mean, you got to get in the market, but people go, oh, yeah, but that was the great growth, and now the world's different, it's changed, and I made more money. You know, my company's had difficulty, but I made a ton in the stock market here, because I not only didn't panic, but I bought when it dropped. And even with the ups and downs where they are, I'm way above. I made a fortune in this area because I know there's a long-term pattern. I know every year there's going to be a correction. I know there's going to be a bear market every 3 to 5 years, although it's taken 10 to get one. It happened this time. It's been the longest time. And here's what I also know. When the bear market happens, and I can show you year after year, every time we've had a giant drop when the market crashed, over the roughly the next year, year and a half, you'll see the market jump. So market crashed in 2008, almost 50%, went up 69% the next year. I mean, you would have made 19% net and wouldn't have lost anything if you hadn't sold. How many follow? Okay? So I want to give you one last little fact. I know I'm ringing this fast at you. It's just, this is a subject that deserves days and days, obviously, of immersion, but I didn't want us to spend a week with you and not at least get you to the first things that will move you forward towards financial freedom. Make that initial investment, set it aside, figure out what you're going to invest in percentage-wise, find yourself a great person who's not a broker, a fiduciary, and I explain how to do that in the book. Someone who's going to look out for you. I want to give you one last note, and then I want to introduce somebody real quick, just to hopefully bring some emotion and remind you this isn't just about money. And that is, you know, there's a study done, and it showed that over the last 20 years, let's throw it up on the screen here. Over the last 20 years, if you've been investing in the S&P 500 and you just kept your money in there through ups and downs, this is not the other one, it's the previous one, there was ups and downs in that, you would have received an 8% return compounded over time. It's a J.P. Morgan study. Go ahead and throw it on the screen for us if you guys would so I can show people and not just hearing it verbally. Now would be a good time. There we go. Thank you. So in 20 years, the S&P 500 returned an average of 8.2%. But watch this. If you think you're smart, you're going to try and time the market. Oh, my God, the market's dropping. Market's going. I want to wait till the market goes up. I want to wait until the market goes down. If you try to time it and you miss just 10 of the top trading days in 20 years, your return is 4.5%. Write that down. It'll blow your mind. You lose half by trying to time it. Nobody times it. You know, Warren Buffett, one interview, said the only reason for market timers is to make people that tell astrology look good. He goes, it just doesn't happen, right? If you miss the top 20 trading days in 20 years, imagine one day a year, you're out of the market, it's the wrong day. Now you only made 2% on your money. You might as well have had it in a cheap bond, which is much more secure. If you miss the top 30 days in a 20-year period, you made no money whatsoever. And here's the craziest thing, and I knew this the other day. It's why I made a lot of money. Look at that second point I put on the screen for you. The craziest part is 6 of the past 10 best trading days in the market over the last 20 years occurred within 2 weeks of the 10 worst days. So when a market crashed here recently because of what was going on, I went all in. I went all in multiple times in areas where I knew long-term it's going to do well. And I've made a mini fortune just in this time period. So you don't have to wonder about timing. And I'll show you one last study, and I get on wrapping through this rapidly. But how many are blown away by that? If you miss just 4 days, you're going to miss almost all the returns because you think you're going to time it. The goal is put the money in, forget about it, and go to work on your business. Go to work on your career. Let this stuff accumulate like the gentleman from UPS. Make sense? Well, one more thing in case you're saying, well, I still, Tony, I think I can time it great. Let me show you this chart. Charles Schwab did a study. And they looked again over a 20-year period of time from 1993 to 2012, and they said, what if you put your money in and you had perfect timing during that 20 years? Like the stock market crashed and you got on the next morning before anything started to turn around. You'd have $87,000. What if you just invested immediately at any time during that? You didn't hesitate. What would it be worth? The only difference is $6,000, and your chances of finding the right day are next to none. And if you miss it, you're going to have a return that's ridiculous and no return at all. If you do dollar cost averaging, which means you invest the same amount every month, whether the market's up or down, you're real close, $79,000. If you have bad timing, it's only $72,000. It's like such a small difference. If you have the worst timing, you still made way more than if you've been out of the market. And if you just stayed in cash, $51,000 or about half as much money. So my message to you, my friends, is educate yourself today. Make this decision. If you do, I'm telling you, 10, 15 years from now, you're going to think of this week and all the great things you got. This will be one of the most valuable, even though you already probably know it. If you're already putting percentage away, raise the number. If you're doing 10, make it 15. Raise it today. Make sure on Monday you go lock that down. You go put that into the account where it's automated so you don't see it. Figure out your philosophy of investing. Get yourself a great broker, a fiduciary, and get in the game. Make sense? And you can pick up the path or any of the books you want to do. Now, just for a second, I want you to know that it's not just about making money. It's about protecting your family. It's about protecting your lifestyle. So I'm going to do this for just 5 minutes, a friend of mine, because when I was doing Money Master the Game, I met Maria Menounos. Many of you, I'm sure, are familiar with her. She's a TV personality. She's an Emmy Award-winning journalist. She created AfterBuzz TV, which is this broadcast digital system they've got. She's got a new show called Better Together with Maria Menounos. But I just loved her passion. She's just like so passionate. And I went to be on so many radio shows, and most of the people on radio shows, including in the financial area, many of them couldn't answer the most basic questions that the book answered. And Maria was not a financial professional, and she had this book marked up. I'll never forget. I'm on a radio show, and like she asked me every question, and she turned her finances around so radically, fortunately, before she ran into a challenge. So just so it isn't just a bunch of numbers and I'm running at you rapidly, I want you to get back in your heart and think about what it means for your family. So just for a moment or two here, we welcome Maria Menounos. Give her a hand. Nice to see you,
Tony. I am so excited to be here, and I am so revved up from everything that you're saying because I've applied all of these things to my life and transformed my life. So when I think of Tony, I think of my life completely changing 8 years ago when I went to my first seminar. I was at Dancing with the Stars, and my partner, Derek Huff, at the time said, you need to go to UPW. You need Tony in your life. I was in a really low moment. I've been dealing with a lot of toxicity. I didn't have the tools I needed to get through. And I kept having the same cycle come through my life. You know, when you're like, oh, why does this keep happening to me? And so I went 8 years ago. If you see right here, I've got all my UPW notebooks because I've gone to all of them. And I've got my Money Master the Game. I've got my Unshakable. And yes, Toby, you're correct. They are marked up like crazy in here. And I'll tell you, between the seminars and between the books, my life has completely changed. And I'm going to give you a few examples. So for me, life is about education and knowledge, and then also choices. And a lot of the things that you're hearing now are little choices, little changes you can make to improve your life drastically. So on the money front, absolutely. You take your mortgage payment from once a month and now you increase your mortgage loan from down to 7 years less. And so that is a massive impact because 30 years is a long time. You know, saving 10% a year. I remember Whoopi Goldberg told me that years ago, and I was like, okay, I'm going to save triple that. And so you have to apply that tax to your life, and it will make a massive impact. So when I think about the book, right, this is like 600 pages or more, 664. I read this over a summer, and I was so impacted because money was always something that I had learned from my parents. Okay, save your money, which is so hard, right? Save your money and invest in mutual funds. That was the base foundation that I had in my life. And, you know, I'm the daughter of janitors. My parents were immigrants from Greece. That was the most that I knew. And at some point when I started making money, I realized, well, this isn't my thing. I don't do that. And I'm a creative, and I'm, you know, we all have our excuses. But knowledge really is power, as cliche as that sounds. So when I read the book, not only did I find it to be one of the easiest reads. So I see a lot of people in the chat are asking, like, who are the people in the book? How do I find them? Read this book. And I'm so moved to see, it's funny, I've been watching Martha Barreno's Family. The fact that all of you young people are sitting there trying to learn this, your lives are going to completely be set on a whole different path because you're so young and you're already trying. But by the way, you could be young, you could be old, you could be anywhere on the spectrum, and you have the power to change your life right now. Everything you need to know is in these two books right here. Unshakable. Everything you want is on the other side of fear, okay? So when Tony says that in the most fearful moments, he invested and he won, you can do that at any level, right? And so I learned to be unshakable. So of course, in the coronavirus, in the scariest moments, I'm sitting there like, okay, Maria, be unshakable. And I did. And guess what? When the market dropped down, I went in. I had the cojones to jump in and say, okay, this is when I'm gonna put my learnings to the test and see what I can do. And so when I think about how much I've learned from you, AJ, and you, Tony, my life completely changed. I learned that, you know, life is happening for me, not to me, okay? I learned that focus equals feeling. So when you think about between the seminars and the book, I've acquired the tools to navigate my personal life and my personal development. I've got so many tools in my tool belt now that whenever something's hitting, I'm like, bring it, because I got tools. I know exactly how to handle this. And they might knock me down for a day. Might need to go back reading through my little notebooks with the little messages that I wrote myself when I was in the seminars with Tony. But I have tools to navigate so much. And I'll tell you, I read this book before a really important moment in my life. 4 years ago, my mom was diagnosed with stage 4 brain cancer. And just before that moment, I had read this book and applied so many of the lessons. For instance, I decided to take my properties from, you know, regular interest mortgages down to interest-only mortgages. Okay, so I went to interest-only mortgages. And what I did was I refinanced to interest-only mortgages, took that savings, and decided I'm going to invest that money. It's a literal shift of how you're going to handle your money, right? You're either going to put it in your mortgage, pay it, or you could shift down to an interest only and say, I'm going to be disciplined enough to save that money and make money off that money. This is where choices come into play. But you can only do that when you have the knowledge, okay? So my mom gets diagnosed. I've already changed everything in my life. Now I'm in a crisis. I'm employing all the tools that I learned at UPW, right? And learning to shift was a really big one, right? How do I shift out of fear? How do I shift out of the negative and find the things to be grateful for so that I can power up my soul and my emotional state so that I can handle this crisis? I then, a few months later, got diagnosed with my own brain tumor. So mother-daughter brain tumors, by the way, is not a normal thing. It's like lightning striking from the head brain tumor researcher in the world. But guess what? I had to have brain surgery as well. And in that time where I needed to heal, instead of being afraid and having to rush back to work before I was healed, I was able to take the time to properly heal, reassess my life, make the changes that I needed to, because to me, that was a massive brick from the sky saying, you need to change your life. And I was able to do that because I had already done the work to prepare for that rainy day. And, you know, it's something that I will forever be grateful for. And I really listen to the universe. And the second someone comes into my life, I'm like, okay, they're here for a reason. Tony came into my life. AJ, you came into my life. And I've been able to set myself up for success in every area, whether it's how to handle crisis, how to get ahead, how to change my personal finances, and really understand interest rates. I never understood interest rates when I saw it on my credit card or I saw it at a car dealership when I was going to buy a car. Now I'm constantly educating all of my friends. I didn't understand the power of compounding. That U.S. postal worker that Tony referred to was one of my most inspiring stories. Again, as a daughter of janitors, you think when you only make a certain amount of money, you can never, ever get better. You can never grow. You can never become financially fit and financially sound, but you can. You know, it's like AJ was saying, maybe you're taking your Starbucks away for a couple of years or whatever it is. Maybe you're making your coffee at home and devoting that savings to that. There's always a way if you really want it. And Tony talks a lot about, you know, how to divorce your story, marry the truth. We can all have a story every day about why we can't, right? But you can also spin that quickly and figure out a way that you can. And that is, you know, the most important thing that I think you can do today is realize that if you don't have the knowledge, this is your moment to educate yourself, make it your thing, because no one else is going to do it for you. I have very, very, very wealthy friends who didn't know the difference between a broker and a fiduciary. And you don't realize the interest rates behind those mutual funds that they suggest to you. There's mutual funds, you know, A, B, and C. Well, you don't realize that the only difference is what they're charging you behind the scenes. And so you could be completely upside down on something and not even know it. These are all things that I learned in the book. And I think that it's so empowering when you know that you can. And I'm here to tell you that you can. I know a lot of people are scared. It's a really, really difficult time. But there are so many ways in this book where you can make a few different choices in your current life and optimize yourself for wealth, optimize yourself for personal development. UPW in July, I started to see what's coming. You guys are going to be so blown away. It's so exciting. And I just think that when you think of your patterns, you know, if you think of those patterns in your life, they're there for a reason. And it's the thing that you need to unlock and fix. And you have to get out of that kind of victim mode. And it's really hard because our stories are so true to us. Trust me, I know. I was there. And, you know, I made the most incredible friends at UPW. And I've learned so much. And I've learned even things like how to access happiness, right? We're all like, I want to be happy. Well, sometimes we attach happiness to things, like I need things, or I need to go to Disneyland, which, by the way, is the happiest place on earth. But we can't go there all the time, right? We can't afford to go there all the time. So I remember writing down the list of things that I can access happiness really quickly. I love nature. I love being with my dogs. I love animals. I love walking. So I put that on my refrigerator, and long enough, I started to realize when I needed happiness, I could access it like that. These are techniques, these are tools that will completely transform your life. And, you know, proximity is power, right? Right now, we have the proximity to Peter and AJ and Tony. These are the people that are going to elevate your game, right? And so I've learned that as well. I mean, invaluable lessons. So I'm going to stop here because I know that everybody's running behind, but I'm so grateful that I got to be here. I am happy to stay on and answer any questions. I know I probably forgot a million things that I wanted to tell you because I'm just so excited right now, but I hope this was helpful. Tony, you've changed my life. I love you, and I'm so grateful.
Love you, sweetie. Give a hand, ladies and gentlemen. Leah, I'd like you to stick around because we're going to finish up and then we're going to go to the Zoom group, our VIP questions and answers. I think you see why I had Maria share. First of all, you have a beautiful presence as a human being. You know, that presence comes from facing challenges and conquering them. There's a different level of comfort in your own body when you see the worst of life and you make it to the other side. And we're all facing that at different stages of our life. And right now, lots of people have been taken to their knees. All the more reason right now to start to do the things that will create financial freedom for you for the long term. And they're not complex. They're a few steps. But you know what? You can pick up those books and you can get what you want from it. But quite frankly, I can't tell you how many people said they read the book, I was excited, but didn't follow through. Then you went to the seminar and everything changed because it's all coming down to emotional fitness. Like when her mom, I'll never forget because we're friends now, and she shared with me about her mom and watching how she dealt with that. And then short time afterwards, they tell her she has a brain tumor. She goes in for surgery and she stayed in such a beautiful state. She applied everything that she learned because she's been to multiple UPWs, total immersion. I saw somebody, what's UPW? It's unleash the power within. The most powerful program that I designed, I started doing it almost 35 years ago, and I just refined it. And I usually do it, just to give you an idea, around the world about 5 times a year, 3 times in the U.S., and I do one usually in the U.K., one in Australia. People fly in from all over the earth. But what I'm excited about is I'm going to see you there, Maria, because you don't have to go anywhere. She usually comes and flies in for many of them, but you can do it from your home. So that's what it is I'm seeing here. What is UPW? It's only started in, and I realized yesterday I was so enthusiastic that I didn't answer some of the questions because I wasn't planning on doing it. I just want to tell you the story of how I went from, oh, my God, my entire world, my mission is shut off by governments around the world. I can't do my work, to going from that, you know, shock, going from that anger, going from that hurt feeling, sad feeling, to going back to creating and finding a better way. And now I'm going to reach more of you and help more of you. But I'm so excited about it. So they told me here's 4 questions a lot of people ask. They said, how long is the event? It's 3.5 days. It's July 16th through the 19th, and it's total immersion. I love doing these little, you know, two-hour type of things, but this is day and night, total immersion. Literally, it's like, you know, learning a language a little bit at a time, and, you know, 10 years later, you can't remember a word of it. to literally immersing day and night in the experience until it's in every cell of your body and you live it. It's why people, if you talk to people and say, when they stop me on the street dozen times a day, anywhere I'm in the world, literally now, people come up and say, oh my God, you changed my life. And I say, no, you changed your life, but I'm glad I helped. But that's what it does. It literally changes what you're doing with your body, your energy, your emotion, your finances, your relationship. But in depth, without, you know, a little bit here, a little bit there, we go deep. And we have a blast, and it's one of the most enjoyable things that you'll experience in your life. Another piece, someone says, can I?
You're moving like it's a UPW.
Oh, my mic's dropping. Thank you. This is Mary B. It's my right arm. Give her a hand, ladies and gentlemen. She's helping me make this work.
Sorry, sound. No, we heard you. Okay.
Thank you. Another question, and I just, they asked me if I'd answer like five of these questions because there's so many questions, but the four or five, the biggest ones are how long? How does it compare to the seven-day challenge? I love this, but it's not even the same league. Talk to anybody who's been there, they'll tell you it's immersion. I love what we've done here, but I've also built an environment so it can be truly interactive. Like all of you on Facebook, I feel bad. All I can do is read what you're saying. I can't see you and feel you. And those who are in the VIP group, I can see about 200. I'll see 3,000 of you at a time on the other one on these giant screens. You'll see me. We'll interact with each other. You'll be in groups. I'll put you into rooms with each other so you can have partners and friends from all over the world. It's going to be beyond your imagination. Will this be, can I upgrade my ticket? Yes, as long as we're not sold out. So here's our challenge. We have 7,500 tickets that we can do because Zoom, we're doing something unique Zoom's never done. We're connecting all these rooms to do it. We're trying to see if we can get them to expand one more to get to 10,000. But right now we are 84% sold out right now, to give you a sense. So if you want to do it, I hope you'll come join me. And then what else are they asking? I get a virtual and an in-person ticket, right? There's three levels. One is super inexpensive. It's like if you were VIP here, and that's the event, and it's got a couple of things attached to it. But if you do the gold one, the middle one, you get to come to a live event anytime in the next 18 months. Once they open the world up, you get to come there too. So you'll have a double hit if you want to, or you can send some from your family. And then, yes, the diamond level, the super VIP level, of course, you get everything, and you get a live event ticket in the front of the stadium when I'm doing it there too. So I think that's most of the questions. Was today helpful for you? How many got some simple decisions here? How many of you are going to go pay your interest in advance by paying the same amount of money? And, you know, somebody, I noticed somebody said, well, it's not going to cut your house in half. Well, no, when you finance a home, even at these little 3% and 4% ranges, over the 20 years or 15 years, your $1 million home, for example, will cost you $2 million. But if you do it the way we're showing you here, just spend the same amount of money twice a month, it prepays the interest, they can't charge you the interest, and so it's going to cost you half as much over time, which will add to your assets. How many are going to make sure you take that percentage and automate it on Monday? Raise your hand if you're committed. Say aye. How many have already decided on a basic number of how much is secure, how much is growth? Say aye. And how many are going to find a fiduciary so you don't get screwed? Say aye. And, you know, I'm no longer with Peter Malouk. I'm not like with his organization anymore because I have so many companies I just couldn't get the attention. So I sold my interest in it. But I want you to know, I'd still recommend him personally. He's one of the best and one of the least expensive. But you can do your own homework and find somebody great. But what I want to do is just say thank you for another day. We went over, but we're closer now. We went 90 minutes, right, instead of 2 hours. All my VIP family, I'll be here with you in a couple moments. They're going to bring on KK, but first, give it up with some energy, ladies and gentlemen.
VIP, but we have a few things for you. So today, we went over money and finance. How did you guys feel? How do you feel right now? Tony told you a quote on day two, and he said that we have this dance between what we desire and what we fear. How many of you desire to be financially free? Throw a hand in the air if you desire it. And you notice, like we taught you on day two, that when you change a pattern, it can feel uncomfortable. Who feels a little uncomfortable? Throw a hand up in the air. It's because we're changing patterns. You are in exactly the right place. Keep leaning into this because tomorrow we're going to go back and give you energy. So all of this is linking together, and I'm excited about tomorrow because it's health, it's energy, it's vitality. And if you know anything about Tony Robbins, He told you a little bit about Unleash the Power Within. I cannot wait for you guys to see what he does, his course of nature over the course of 3.5 live days. I pulled some quick stats. Check this out. Tony burns over 11,300 calories in one Unleash the Power Within. That is like running 2 marathons in one day. How many of you ran 2 marathons last week? Throw your hand up in the air. A few of you, yes. Another quick fun fact is he jumps over 1,000 times. That's like 2 NBA basketball games. And that's just in one event. So if you look at that, he's been in this business for 43 years. He's done events all over the world. How does he have this energy, this vitality? He's on 4 days, staying up until 6 in the morning, watching your videos. He still gives you this energy. How does he do it? He brings in the most successful human beings from all over the world to teach you health, vitality, energy. And that is what you're going to learn tomorrow. That's what we do on the final day of an Unleash the Power Within event. I always like to say it's not just about having, you know, the great body. It's about having unstoppable energy. How many of you, throw a hand up, want to have so much energy in your life so that by the end of your day, you still have the energy to give back to the people that you love? Because that's why we're on this earth. So I can't wait for tomorrow's energy. But before we do that, let's talk about our winners, because today I got phonetic pronunciation of all of our winners. And I'm really excited about that because I'll be able to pronounce all of your names. We have 3 incredible winners today. I'm going to call you guys out right now. So production team, can we make this? Yes. Ooh, really hypey. I want to build the suspense because our winners today crushed the challenge last night. They went live. They went on a rant. They shared their passion. They shared their energy. And Tony is excited because we have 3 winners. Yes, I said 3. We have a surprise that are going to come home with some incredible prizes. So yesterday, challenge 4 was to go live for 5 minutes or less and share where you're at in your biz, where you are going. So 3 winners. Ready? Winner number 1, winning the Time of Your Life audio program. Time of your life. How can you manage your most important asset is your time? Something Tony Robbins is a genius at. Winner of this is, give me that drum roll. Winner of this is Farron Masso Clark. Congratulations, Farron. We are so unbelievably excited for you. She made a big move to Mexico to connect to her purpose. Now she's promoting other artists' work. So congratulations, Farron. Let's give her some love. Give her some love in that comment box. Our second winner is winning a tool to use during their next time. No extra time. You see Tony Robbins, what he said, he's a product of the product, right? He tells you to use your extra time to train. That's what he's doing. When you guys don't see him on the screen, he's literally, his chair is so tall, I think I can do it. He's sitting up here taking notes on the videos. He's always training, always conditioning the mind. So he wanted to give away a tool for you to train in your net time, and that is a loaded iPad Air with content. And the winner of that, give me that drum roll, is Laura Jacobs. Congratulations, Laura Jacobs. And we have a surprise, a third winner, because wait, there's more. The third winner is going to win the course that Tony created with one of his very dear, dear friends, Dean Graziosi. You guys probably know Dean. Drop it in the comments. Say, hey, Dean. He's watching right now. Hey, Dean. They created a course called The Knowledge Broker Blueprint, and one person is going to win this, and that person is Danielle Don Jack. Congratulations. We are so excited for all 3 of you. Now let's talk about the challenge for tomorrow, because tomorrow we have some crazy prizes, and I want to walk you through these things right now. Your challenge, #challenge5. #challenge5. Throw it in the comment box so no one forgets it. #challenge5. The moment we jump off this, you're going to go live on Facebook 5 minutes or less, and you're going to go on a rant, and you're going to say, as my future self, what are the things you will no longer tolerate in your finances? And what does life look like on your terms? Tony stood up here a moment ago, and he said, you know, you have your dream bucket, your security bucket. If you were living life on your terms, what would you be doing? Would you be going to the NBA championship game? Would you be taking your family on a vacation? What car would you drive? You know, really write down what does life look like on your terms and your finances. Then go live and go on a rant so we can see what you're up to, okay? The winners are going to win the first I'm so excited about this program. I want every single one of you to take notes on this first one, okay? This is one of my favorite programs we had. When I joined the team with Tony 2 years ago, it's the first program that he trained me on, and it's called Mastering Influence. And there are many of you on here that have been to one of our events. It's called Unleash the Power Within. Throw a hand up if you've been. Day two, you guys, Power of Influence. You are learning skills these 7 days to take your life to the next level. But if you can't influence who, yourself, will you be there? People spend time learning how to influence others. It's themselves that we need all. This program, Mastering Influence. What is going to win this program? Go in that challenge. Is going to three people are going to win 9 books, all of his money, Unshakable, Master the Game. He's going to sign. Yep, there's a up in the air. And we have this new book up there on the screen. Do that? Awesome. All right. And not forget, those of you that really light this challenge up, those of you that go to a level 10, you play all every day, you stay till the end, you do your homework daily. You encourage other people, you support other people, you will be eligible for the grand prize, which Tony has designed himself. It is a 5-day trip to his resort in Fiji, number one resort in Fiji, and one of you will be winning that. Noah Crow over here is like, what? Yes, exactly, Noah. I see you. I'm looking at you. All right, you guys, we are fired up for you. Tomorrow is Energy Day. You're going to learn a lot of what we do on the final day of UPW. Remember, that's UPW Virtual. com, those of you that have missed it. Oh, and I just found out we are 83% sold out for that event, okay? 83% sold out. So make sure to run over there and go. Yeah, they're all jumping in the comment box. Yeah, I would grab that. I will be there. So I will be there. It'll be the most incredible immersive live event in the history of the world. All right, you guys? Huh? And the Comeback Challenge offers limited. This program, Tony told you guys, the second is gold. That's when you get the digital and the live event with Tony in person. This is only for our comeback crew, okay? So this program, this offer is for you, designed from Tony.
Wow, that was really great. We got to wait on Oro here.
Well, actually, you're talking in my mic.
Okay, I'm not sure.
Are you done?
I didn't think it would carry that far.
You gotta do this.
Oh, that was really, really great. A lot of great ideas on finances and how to handle them. And you know, even if you don't think that you'll ever be high finance and be able to invest in the stock market, they have all kinds of really great programs now that anybody can invest. So. This was a lot of great information to take to heart and to put into practice.
Yes, it is. And I don't have a copy of the switchboard up, so it's all yours on that. I just got the little thing that ends the show. But, yeah, I'm fired up. That happens to be the hashtag, fired up on Tony's stuff. So if you want to jump in and look at anything, put that in. Hashtag fired up, all caps. And I've already had a couple people wonder what's going on my personal Facebook profile with all the lives that we're doing now. But you got to remember, we're doing two separate trainings at the same time. Luckily, Ray's stuff happens all through the day. Ray Higdon starts at about 8 o'clock or 8:30 in the morning Eastern time with a Facebook Live in the private group, and then he moves on to a session that he does. I think it happens sometime between 10 and noon in the same place, and then in the evening he comes back and does a Q&A. So it's a three-parter each day. With Tony, it's just the worksheet, answering the questions, filling them in, and then doing the live. But we do those lives on the private page for the seminar. So it's really cool. What do you think? I'm feeling like you're probably getting double what I am out of this. I hope I'm right.
Well, I've done more Facebook Lives in the last 5 days than I have ever. Which, if you listen to Ray Higdon, that's not a good thing. You should be doing them every day.
Right. And but don't you the question for it? Do you feel the growth? Personal growth.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Because of it.
Now, I feel I get more out of Tony than I do out of Ray. Presenting information that we've had before, he's just presenting it in the digital age.
Right. He's a youngster. You got to remember that.
Yeah. He's taken old information and he's like I said, updated it for today so that it fits with social media, you know, digital business cards and the whole, you know, instead of everything being on the telephone and on paper.
Yeah. Well, what I like best about Ray is if I wanted to be bitter, I could say he is what we should be. But instead, I put it, he is what we will be.
Right. And Tony,
we had a chance since we've been knowing what network marketing is and pretty much that kind, any kind of deal like that. Since 91, we've had many opportunities, some good, mostly bad, that didn't work out or that did work out, good products. And for whatever reason, we always resorted back to what was familiar, our best known, easiest money, so on and so forth. So this time now, and I do need to put this a little plug in for the Redox, we got these really cool new virtual business cards. So this is actually a plug for two things at once. Anybody can get this. It's at a little place called Effley, I think is how you say it. Or how it's spelled. E-I-F-L-Y.
Okay.
And she'll look it up. But anybody can get them. I think it's $10 a month or $10 a set, something, whatever. You can fill them in on that part. But it's really cool because they're programmable. You can put on them whatever you want. You can put videos. You can put PDFs. You can put text, pictures, links to your Facebook and different links to whatever you want to link it to. And then you can pass them out in any number of ways, email, text, instant, you know, on a post, on any one of a number of social media sites.
Yeah, it's called Shuffle by
Eli-Fi. Yeah, and Shuffle is the name of the program. They have something else going on too, but Shuffle by Eli-Fi. And yeah, check them out because they're really cool. And you'll see once in a while I'll post what I call a sample because this is all what it's all about with word of mouth marketing. Guess what? Word of mouth marketing, same as network marketing.
That's right.
So hope everybody got a kick out of being able to listen to TR. Tony Robbins today. I'm not sure if we get in trouble if somebody finds out.
You can still sign up, right?
You can sign up for the remainder of the days. I think there's what, two left.
And yeah, this was day five.
What's really cool is if you do go sign up, go to mine or Miss Paula's Facebook page and find the link. It should be real easy. When you sign up, he donates 100 meals to that meal thing he was talking about. We could easily give away 10 million meals before this whole thing's over. It's incredible.
Yeah, it is. And he puts a count every day when he posts the announcement for, you know, who's going to be the guest and whatnot for the day. He always posts how many meals.
Yeah, and I don't remember the exact age he was, but when he started, the first time he ever gave away meals, it was 4 meals to a hungry couple. So
yeah, I think what did he say was
like 16 or 17.
16
or
yeah.
And when he did that one was when he decided he wanted to do that as, you know, a way to get back and been doing it steady ever since. So it's hard to tell how many meals total the man's given away.
That's one of the things that has kept me personally going back to his stuff over the years. I mean, when he first came out, to me it was all kind of the fluff bunny new age type of thing. It wasn't too grounded in the practical, and I was very grounded in the practical at the time. But
you've been told you were too grounded. So.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh.
But you know, we've both evolved over the years, so it's.
Yep. And I'm loving watching your growth with it. I mean, that's why I asked you the question, because this is our turn. I've been saying that quite frequently. It's our turn. And I believe it's somebody else's turn right now at the microphone, the way we always end the show. The very first song my lovely wife of almost 35 years dedicated, my first dedication from her on air, Miss Rosalie. And we're going to be back here on Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern. And I'm going to leave it a surprise for what the show is going to be about. You're going to have to catch up with it. It's on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, wherever else it is. Or it's real easy if you just go to blogtalkradio.com/KDCL Media. The pride of internet radio for Deep Creek Lake, Garrett County, Maryland, and the world. Good afternoon, everybody.
See you Tuesday.
Below a bed of stars, no sign of trouble caused, just you and I over the sea. When the tide came in, you had to find high ground to save me. That seems to be just what you do. I can only hope with all my heart that maybe, you're gonna move along, you're always gonna wanna take me too. Oh, don't matter if we're rich or poor, you know we've both been there before. And I'd follow you around the world till the end of time. A twin bed ain't a cheap hotel, the big city never did us well. Busted TV and a broken chair, holding hands in the avenue, watching all the silly things that people do. We stroll along without a care. When the rain came down, you threw your coat on the ground to save me. Oh, that seems to be just what you do. I can only hope with all my heart that maybe, baby, if you're gonna move along, you're always gonna wanna take me too. Don't matter if we're rich or poor, you know we've both been there before. And I'd follow you around the world till the end of time. I'd follow you around.